Hey, podcasters, on today's program, we end the program with a really interesting call. I think there's a lot of people that can identify with Mark. Mark's ready to quit his job, and I pressed him on why, and I think you might be surprised at my answer. That and more calls coming up right now. Live from Nashville, Music City, USA, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It is a caller-driven show. It will always be a caller-driven show. It's about you because we know that you were created to fill a unique role. It is needed, and you must do it. Believe it every day. When you get up, believe it every night when you hop into bed. You were created to do something. It's needed, and you must do it. 844-747-2577. Coming up a little later in the program, we got some fun stuff. I'm actually really looking forward to this. We've been doing some fun stuff on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, you need to be. It's blowing up over there. Everybody's on Instagram. So if you're not on Instagram, do yourself a favor and get on Instagram. Joe, are you on Instagram yet? All right. Madison, we have to sign Joe up for Instagram today. But you need to be on Instagram, and you need to be following me at Ken Coleman Show. We're doing a lot of fun stuff over there, good content. But we're asking a lot of questions. The social media team's amazing, led by Miss Catherine. And we ask some fun questions all the time, and we did one recently. And the question was, what are the weirdest questions you've been asked in an interview? You're not going to believe some of these. And so we're going to share those a little bit later. Really, really interesting stuff. So that's coming up after the break. And we close every show with a quote and a question, but I'm going to do something I don't often do. And I'm going to start off the show with a quote. A quote, and instead of a question, how about a special little nugget? How about a quote and something free? How does that sound? So one of my favorite quotes that I came across early on in my journey. I'm sitting on the patio and I'm having a rough time and I'm just, nothing's happening for me. I'm sulking, sad, pitiful. And I made a decision that day. Many of you have heard me talk about it. This was the day that I said, okay, no longer. I'm not going to wait on anybody to discover me. I'm going to have to build something and I'm going to make the opportunities happen myself. So about 3 or 4 days later, I come across this quote from William Hutchison Murray, Scottish mountain climber, author, just general amazing dude. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Now, Goethe is a German philosopher, and Hutchison Murray is talking about Goethe's quote, which is, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So, I love this quote because it was in a moment of my life when I needed the push that I came across it. And it made a huge difference. And so, I use it all the time. I share it. I read it. It stays on the top of my mind and on the top of my heart. Here's the bottom line. You can't wait on momentum. You have to make momentum. Let me say that again. You can't wait on momentum. You have to make momentum. And when you move forward on purpose, strategically, using the proximity principle that I talk about all the time, the right people, the right places are going to give you clarity, confirmation, help, and opportunity. So I've told you about the new book. It comes out May 13th. We've offered it for pre-sale right now. And are you ready for this? The team is giving away the introduction and chapter one. It's absolutely free. So you've been listening to the show and you're thinking, well, you know, is the book is the book right for me? Well, the answer is yes. Because it's going to walk you right to the people you need to be around. The people that are going to help you. The people that are going to give you opportunity. And it walks you right to the places you need to be in. So go get the first two chapters, essentially, introduction and chapter one, available at kencoleman.com/preview. That's kencoleman.com/preview. And by the way, tell other people. Maybe they're not familiar with me or the show. And you've been telling them about the proximity principle and how it's encouraging you and helping you. Share this, folks. You are the tribe. You can help other people by sending them to kencoleman.com/preview. Let them read the first two chapters. And by the way, if you or they decide to buy the book early, you're going to get some great goodies. You're going to get the ebook and a teaching video from me on how to discover what you were born to do. So some great free resources along with getting the book. So kencoleman.com/preview. Do it, share it, and act on it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Kyle, who's on the line in Tampa, Florida. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's so exciting to talk to you. You are the man.
Well, I don't know about that, but I am excited to talk to you. How can I help today?
Yes. I'm pretty confident I have found my bliss in a job, or what I know what I want to do. And right now, I'm currently in a job that I do not like. I'm trying to get my way into what I do want, but I am in baby step two. Okay. of getting out of debt.
How much?
About $40,000.
Okay. And tell me, I know you're about ready to ask me a question, but I want to get some quick facts.
Yeah. Of course.
What's your payoff date? What do you think it's going to be?
I think it'll be about 2 years. We just started last month.
Okay, great.
And it was the beginning of this month.
Okay. And where is it that you want to end up? What's that job?
A youth pastor.
Okay, great. All right, you were going to ask me a question. Go ahead.
Yes. I plan on staying with this role at least for that 2 years. And I'm curious, how do I make a job that I don't like but need in order to pay off my debts exciting or fun, or get through it, basically?
Yeah, great question. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you how to make it exciting and fun, because I don't think you can make it exciting and fun. Hold on. I'm messing with you, Kyle. I got good news. It's not about making it exciting and fun. Do you know what you need to do to get through?
I don't.
I'm about ready to tell you.
All right.
Gratitude. I'm grateful.
Okay.
This job is providing for me and my family. Boy, I'm grateful for that. This job is providing me with income so that I can get debt free. Whew, I'm grateful for that. Right? This job's going to allow me to go on vacation this year, or maybe not. I don't know. But the point is that your current job, while it's not exciting and fun, it's not going to be exciting and fun. The reason it's not going to be exciting or fun is because it's not what you were meant to do. But good heavens, welcome to life. Sometimes we're not in places we want to be, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get ourselves out of that place. And you're in a place you don't want to be when it comes to professionally and financially. You're in debt. How much fun are you going to have the next 2 years? The answer better be not a whole lot, right?
Not planning on it.
Okay, but listen, aren't you grateful that you ran into Dave Ramsey and you got a plan to be able to get out of debt?
Oh, I can't even tell you. The Financial Peace University, all of the Ramsey Solutions people have been amazing.
So here's my point. Take that gratitude and transfer it. Aren't you grateful you got a job today?
Yes, very much so.
Come on, man. So that right there is the answer to your question. That's how you get through. Now, my question is, I'm very, very curious. What is it that you do?
I work for a big bank.
Okay, what do you do for them?
I do the small business. I work with small businesses for like credit loans and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha.
Listening to Dave Ramsey makes me really upset about that.
Yeah, I understand, but you can't. See, now we run into that a good bit. You're not Darth Vader just because that's what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm just a stormtrooper, right?
Well, okay, I'll give you that. But my point is, it's an honorable job. You're not a shyster, okay? So
okay.
There needs to be no guilt with that. How much money do you make?
About 60 a year.
Okay. Now, what qualifications? Do you have the seminary degree and everything you need to step into being a youth pastor?
I don't. I did go to Liberty University, so I have those, a minor in Bible, and I took a lot of youth ministry classes there.
Okay.
But when I was in college, I was told that unless I wanted to be a lead pastor, being a youth pastor wasn't really a job that I could keep, and I've later found out that that's not the case.
That's not true. That's total garbage. Total garbage.
Yeah.
So is a church going to require that you have a seminary degree to hire you?
Some do, some don't. Right now, I'm actually in the process of interviewing with a church, and they're looking to hire me part-time. And I figure, okay, this is a great way to gain experience. And the pastor there was in the same boat I was. He didn't have any experience or anything, so he really looks kind of favorably at that.
Great. I love this. Guess what? That's going to be some extra money, which might take that two-year payoff and maybe make it a year and a half. Yes or no?
I'm hoping, yes.
Come on, man. Come on. So I love this. So we answered your question. It's about gratitude. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all about gratitude. You walk in every day
absolutely.
Going, is this what I love to do? No. But then go, is this what I'm going to do the rest of my life? And then you go, no. See the attitude change? So it's that right now this is gratitude. Gratitude keeps me grounded. You're only here for a little bit longer. I love that you're getting in the part-time youth pastor role. Take every dime that you make from that and pour it into debt. And let's get out of debt. Let's get out of debt faster than 2 years. And I believe that God's going to open a door for you, and you're going to step into that full-time ministry role, and you're going to be absolutely on fire. So I'm really proud of you, Kyle. You can do this.
Thanks, Kat. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about right there, folks. Did you hear Kyle said he went to Liberty University? I can't make these things happen. I went to Liberty University. That's why I strongly, hear me say this, folks, strongly endorse Liberty University. Great online campus. Great in-person campus, if you will. I guess it's not an online campus, if you will. I guess it's just the programs, but gorgeous campus in Central Virginia. But I've been telling you about them every day. I'm going to continue to tell them. Some of you need to talk to them. Liberty.edu/Ken. You'll see my mug right there on that webpage. You're going to get a real good overview. They offer over 700 programs, including things from a certificate that would allow you to start a business or get a job just with minimum qualifications, all the way up to a doctorate. And here's the best part. They've frozen their tuition. Oh, I like it. Because that means they're going to work with you. You can go part-time. That means part-time for your budget, part-time for your schedule. Don't wait until you can go full-time. That's nuts. You can get started now. If you've got to get more education, why wouldn't you check out liberty.edu/Ken? Tell them I sent you. Talk to them. Tell them your situation financially. Tell them your situation as it relates to your schedule. And let them help you craft a plan. It's not as scary as you think. And did I tell you that I believe in them? I mean, full-on believe in them. They're going to take great care of you. So go to liberty.edu/Ken. All right, folks. This is going to be fun. Coming up next, we asked the question on Instagram, my Instagram page, at Ken Coleman Show, last week. Earlier this week. What is the weirdest question you've ever been asked in an interview? Oh my gosh, the response was great. The answers, hilarious. I'll share those, and we get to more of your calls coming right up. Don't move. Hey folks, I've been talking about this a lot on the show. The job economy is hot, hot, hot. Now, there are more jobs available than there are people who are unemployed, which means for you, the job seeker, if you're ready to move up, the time is now. It starts with getting hooked up with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You need to go check it out. Here's why. ZipRecruiter has over 100 of the web's leading job boards that they're connected to. And combine that with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is the best of the best. They're going to get your resume matched up with the right job and the right company. Now, if you're an employer and you listen to this show and you're looking for the type of people who are listening to this show and calling in and making strategic changes, this can change the game for you as well. Try ZipRecruiter for a limited time for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the smartest way to get hired, and it's the smartest way to hire. Ken Coleman Show is the handle on Instagram. You got to join us over there. Give us a follow. I promise you won't regret it. We're going to give you a nice little mix of inspiration behind the scenes of my personal and professional life and some downright good entertainment. So, so Catherine, the social media maven, I like to call her, she tells me about all these things like stickers where you can ask a question to your followers and all this good stuff. And so we were scheming some fun things to ask the audience on Instagram recently, and we came up with, what's the weirdest question you've been asked in an interview? You ever been asked a weird question in an interview, Joe? Oh, yeah? All right. Did you respond to the Instagram survey? Oh, no, you didn't because you're not on Instagram. Oh, boy. Joe, the producer, hanging on, folks. He's hanging on. All right, so here we go. We asked the question, what is the weirdest question you've been asked in an interview? We got a ton of responses. Here are some of our team's favorite. What does the color blue look like? Is that some sort of like deep psychosis question, you know? What does the color blue look like? We don't know, folks. These are just some of the answers that you have been that you gave based on funny interview questions. Here we go. If I woke up and someone had shrunk me and put me in a blender, how would I get out? This has to be another one of these weird mind games. Like, are the interviewers, the hiring people here, are they on the internet scouring the internet for, well, ask them this question, and if they say this, this, or this. It's like, what is going on here? This has to be some CIA-level stuff. Here's another one. Questions you people have been asked in an interview. If you could be a traffic sign, which one would you be and why? All right, I'm game. What traffic sign would I want to be and why? Such a random question. Oh, Madison, you got something? Oh, wow, we've got a winner. I'm not even going to try. Madison, the assistant producer, says she wants to be the no U-turn sign because she doesn't want to look back. How about that? That is fantastic. That's actually really, really good. I'm going to borrow that. And that is funny. That's actually really good. By the way, if you want to follow, can I tell people your Instagram handle? Hold on, let me see if I know it. At Maddie Browder. It's an M-A-D-I Browder, like chowder with a B-R. So M-A-D-I-B-R-O-W-E-R. And I'd tell you to... D-E-R, sorry. I kind of went D-E-R. Like it was like a D, it kind of all flow together. All right, at Maddie Browder. Give Madison a follow, would you? And I'd tell you to follow Joe, but once again, he's not on Instagram. Okay, here we go. Another question. Which would you choose for breakfast, a Pop-Tart or blueberry muffin? I'm going blueberry muffin. But I'm going to eat the top off of it. I'm not going to eat the bottom. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that eats the top of the muffin only. Somehow in my mind, it's less carbs and it's not as bad. Here's another one. What fruit would you say represents who you are? These are questions that you, the audience, have been asked in job interviews. What fruit would you say represents who you are? Joe, we got an answer from Madison earlier. She won the day with the U-turn. What fruit, Joe, would you say represents who you are? Okay, Joe says apple. And why is that? Do you have an explanation? Oh, geez. Well, you guys are being mean to each other. Folks, if you do pray, would you add Madison and Joe to your prayer list? They need help. Let's see. And last one. This is bizarre. This is the goofiest thing I've ever heard. These are real submissions from you, the audience, on Instagram. When we asked you the question, what's the weirdest thing you've been asked in an interview? This was it. This is it. If you had to get rid of one state, which would it be? Oh, very good. Joe says the state of unconsciousness. Because apparently you spend a lot of time unconscious. We will leave that where it is. All right, so there you go. I don't know why you would be forced to choose one state to get rid of. You know what that is? That's probably a political question. that they were trying to slip in there, because people, oh boy, in 2019, if we threw that one out on social, yikes. All right. Well, listen, hey, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Ken Coleman Show. Having a lot of fun over there. We do Instagram Lives a couple times a month on Sunday nights, where basically we take the show and we put it on Instagram. You can ask any question that you want. Doesn't mean I'll answer it, because we don't have any way of we don't have any way of hanging up on you or screening you, but we do open it up. Fun stuff. And hey, one other thing. We wrote a blog post on the DaveRamsey.com blog. It's DaveRamsey.com/blog is the location. Top 5 common job interview questions and answers. We had some fun there, but we really do have a great article that we wrote on how to expect these common questions, what are they, and how to prepare for them so that you answer them well. So we give you the top 5 common job interview questions and the answers to get you prepared. DaveRamsey.com/blog. Just click on blog and you will see that article there. All right, 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Matt, who's on the line in Pittsburgh. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
I'm living the dream, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well. Before I ask you my question, I'll give you some advice. Panera Bread sells just the top of the muffins, and they're called muffins.
Is that right? I had no idea. That's fantastic. I will make a point to stop by there.
Yeah, so I went ahead. I actually talked to you briefly. You wrote back to me this morning on Twitter talking about kind of, hey, I kind of know what I want or who I am, passions, but I don't know exactly what I want to go with. I know my personality. I went back to my old college, even took a test to see what jobs fit me per se compared to what I'm doing now. But I kind of want to get your take on it, because I especially also want to one day be my own boss if possible.
Okay. Well, that's what we have to do. We have to identify what it is that you really, really want to do. So let's see what we come up with, assuming you don't know. Or do you have some idea and you want me to help you confirm it? Where do you stand?
Well, I would say maybe a little bit of both. I thought maybe first I could kind of give you my list of what I do well and passions.
Let's do it.
Maybe go from there, if that's all right.
Yes, but I don't want you to lack confidence. So in a few minutes, I want you to say, Ken, I think this is it. I think this is what I want to do, because I think it's sitting in your heart there and you're ready to blurt it out. But yeah, let's do this. Let's talk about talent first. What do you do best?
I would say number one is communication. Mm-hmm. The ability to, you know, go up to anybody, be able to talk to them, strike a conversation, have that openness and trustworthiness with people, I think is number one for me.
Okay.
Then after that, I would say ability to break down concepts. You know, whenever I'm explaining something, I try to use analogies. You know, depending on what level you're at and what you know, mm-hmm. being able to break that down so you can digest that.
Okay.
And I would say my last thing is probably research, but sometimes research can cause paralysis by analysis type thing. But I would say those are my three strong core strengths that most people are going to talk to and say, Matt does this well.
Okay, good. Now let's go over to passions. This is the functions, the roles that make you come alive. You look forward to them when you're engaged in them. Time seems to slip away.
I would say the two things I've done in my career, which has been about 16 years, has been actually technical support. I'm an IT professional in general. And also whenever I was a trainer to where I was a manager and also training, that's not the manager part, but training new hires that came in and explain them different things of how things worked and breaking that down and seeing them grow and having them learn as time went on within a 3 to 6 month training period. I've always enjoyed that.
Interesting.
To be able to teach and have them grow.
Interesting. Well, let me just tell you, you said your top talent was communication. I wrote down, you said the ability to break things down. I wrote down the ability to simplify. So you're a good communicator, you're good at simplifying, and you also wrote research. You gave me research, and I wrote that down. And then I wrote down analytical question mark. Do you feel like you're pretty analytical, good analyzing skills, discernment?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought so, because I heard it come out in the way you described it. So we look at those talents, and we go, okay, fantastic. Now we look at how those talents would allow you to do some type of tech support. You've always been passionate about tech support because what you love there is you love communicating to help solve a problem. You also love research, getting to the source of the tech problem. And that research involves some analyzing as well. So I'm going to look at all these things and I'm going to analyze it. and I'm going to simplify it, and then I'm going to communicate it to the customer and solve it. Do you see how those tie in so gorgeously?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's seamless, isn't it? You would think, yeah. You would think I was onto something with this whole talent and passion thing, wouldn't you?
Just a little bit.
Now, let's look at training. Same deal. Communication. Training is ultimately about communicating. But training is also, I'm going to research the best ways to teach this. I'm going to research the system, how we want this perform, the best way to perform it. And I'm going to analyze all of that and come up with a program, a plan. You understand what I'm saying? A process that you're going to now implement through training. So again, that's that simplified. So with both of those, tech support and training, it matches up beautifully with what you do best. So the question is, what is it that you really want to do that you're a little nervous about, or you've got some doubt or fear? Because I know that's what's going on. Just blurt it out. What is it? What do you want to really do? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line, what is it you want to be doing?
Yeah, I think for me, it's always been kind of the failure to start, you know, that pickup, you know, I have an idea, and then it could be a great idea, but that kind of fear sets in, and you know, the comfortableness of having a 9-to-5 and being paid pretty decently always comes up. So I think that's part of my fear. But, you know, when I think about it, I kind of wonder if there's, I really want to be on a personal level with people. So the corporate aspect kind of makes sense, maybe doing corporate training or something like that. But I kind of want to be able to help people on a personal level, whether it be money counseling, whether it be counseling in general or some type of psychology maybe, but to where I can do that type of stuff where I can communicate and research and break things down for them on those more personal levels compared to, you know, maybe the technical field.
See, you just did it. You just told me. You told me and everybody else. Of those two passions, you're way more passionate about communicating to help someone solve their problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it for you. The one-to-one connection. And you have all the skill set to be a counselor, if that's what you want to do. If it's a financial counselor, or is it more family counseling, relationship counseling, that kind of thing. You just have to decide, who is it that you most want to help? What problem do you most want to solve? So what is it? I'm going to put you to the test right now, because there's no wrong answer, and you can change it tomorrow, but I think you know what it is. I can give you that counseling role right now. Who are you helping? What problems are you diving into? Go.
I would say because of Dave Ramsey, I think about more of like the financial aspect, because I think of also how that can play into the marriage aspect. So Family and God is very big for me. So, and my wife and I have a really good relationship, even though we had a debt problem before and whatnot. We're working on that. But I think about how big of a difference that is, especially when you started throwing out some of the numbers recently. And I'm like, this really appeals to me, because I could help people on a personal level, but then also on a future level, right?
Change
the family tree, however you want to go about that.
Are you out of debt now?
No, not out of debt yet. From a standpoint, still have the home equity loan and the car to pay off.
Okay, when's the payoff?
And so forth out of that. I look to see about two years probably.
Okay, so here's the deal. You have a financial plan right now. Dave Ramsey's giving you the plan to get out of debt 2 years or less. I'm betting on less once you get crazy focused and stop being so daggum scared. Because you're scared. You're scared of leaving the safe job. You just said it. And that's okay. But that's just a bunch of nonsense. You're not going to step out and jump off a cliff. It's not what you're going to do. You're going to plan for this. You've got 2 years or less to pay off the debt. In that same 2 years, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. And you're going to have to get qualified. You can pay off debt and get qualified for the next step all at the same time. May slow you down a little bit on the debt. I don't know. Maybe you step up more sacrifices and you don't slow down on the debt payoff and you get qualified to be a financial coach or financial counselor. Who's doing it in your area? Who's winning? Go have coffee with them. Have lunch. That's pretty cheap. You can eat rice and beans 3 nights a week and do coffees and lunches 3 days a week. Move the budget around. Get with people that are doing what you want to do. This is proximity. Get in proximity. Talk to them. Sit down with them. Listen. Learn. Go get the qualifications. Continue to make the connections. you know, consider doing small part-time stuff, start helping people, maybe pro bono, get your name out there. Whatever that business is going to eventually look like, you have to begin to do it on some level, small, baby steps, ease into it. This does not have to be a jump off the cliff type situation to where you're worried about feeding yourself, clothing yourself, and having shelter. That's insane. Nobody's telling you to do that, so don't be afraid of that. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Mark, who's on the line in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mark, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, great talking to you.
Great to talk to you, sir.
So I'm at a point in my career where I feel like I'm stuck. And I'm going to college right now, and they're actually paying 100% tuition for it.
Wow.
But I'm so burnt out. I'm so burnt out in the position that I'm in that I almost feel like I should go somewhere else and just, I don't want to go into debt for a student loan, but I have a year left, so it wouldn't be too much.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Mark. Now, Mark, you know I care about you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to shoot really straight. This is insane. You can do this for one more year. I don't care how burned out you are. You can do this. Now, let me just put some reason next to my emotion, okay?
All right.
Why are you in college? Why are you pursuing that degree? What is the goal? What's this degree going to help you do?
Get an engineering position.
Get a what?
Engineering.
Oh, okay.
Mechanical engineer.
Great. Is that what you want to do with the rest of your life, or at least this is the next big step?
Next big step for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so it gets you way down the path, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're paying for your college, man, 100%. And we've got people coming out of college in the next month or two. They're going to be $80,000 to $120,000 in debt, and they're going to have to get a job that they're overqualified for. And you're calling me going, hey, Ken, I'm really burned out, and they're paying for my college, and I only got a year left, and I just feel like I got to leave because I'm so burned out. Are you hearing yourself?
Now that you put it like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little silly, don't you think?
Oh,
come on, man. Come on. Now, listen.
Work.
Come on. Listen, I got one more thing to push you on. What is causing this burnout? Just name it. What is it? Why are you so burned out?
Boredom.
Okay.
It's.
What are you doing? What is the job?
It's a dispatch job.
Okay.
Yeah, just basically sitting there, a scheduler, a glorified scheduler, if you will.
Yeah, but Mark, how much stress is that job causing you right now?
None other than that. I don't find any joy in it.
No, that's not stress.
Yeah.
You have no stress. You're bored out of your mind. Be really honest. How many things could you do? How many other multitasking things could you do while you're sitting there doing that job?
Quite a bit.
Interesting. And still do a good job, correct?
Right.
So still be, okay. What could you be learning? Who could you be connecting with while you're sitting there rotting away and they're paying for your education? An education which, by the way, is going to put you way down the path towards the dream job, put you in the field and get you down there. What could you be doing besides sitting there going, I'm so miserable?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal. Look, I feel it. I'm having fun with you. But I'm trying to kind of break through what's going on in your head. You got to change your perspective. This boring dispatch job is paying for your next step into the future. Why in the world would you quit that job and spend money you don't need to spend for 1 year just so you're not bored? Hey, come up with a hobby at night. How about reading some engineering books? How about listening to some engineering podcasts? How about thinking about, okay, now when I get this degree in a year from now, who do I need to be connecting with? Because the degree is just a degree. So what are some companies I'd love to intern for? What are some companies I'd like to work for? Who do I know that knows somebody that works at these engineering? How can I get an internship or a fellowship or something? I mean, you're so bored. Why don't you think about your future? And while you're thinking about your future, how about you just have a huge dose of gratitude? Every time you go, good gosh, I'd rather watch paint. Why don't you go, oh, but wait a second. I'm doing what I have to do so I can do what I want to do. And this company is paying for my degree. How blessed am I? And your answer better be, I'm crazy blessed. Shut up. I'm going to stop thinking about how bored I am and start thinking about how blessed I am. Am I right, my man?
100%.
Now listen, I believe in you and you're going to get there. Don't you dare quit this job. You come up with another way to not be so bored, okay? But this job is positioning you beautifully. You need to just hang in there, okay? And you're going to look back on this and go, boy, I'm so glad I sacrificed for this boring job because it put me in position. Do you know how many goofy things I did when I started out hosting? Do you know that I spent a whole Saturday introducing balloon animal artists and clowns and mime artists and bad cloggers? Mark, are you with me?
Yes, sir. I'm hearing you.
Do you think that was fun for me?
I don't think so, no.
No.
Sounds pretty crazy.
It's pretty awful, can I just tell you? But I did what I had to do just to get the opportunity to do what I wanted to do. So in my situation, when I tell that story about the Saturday, can I tell you something, folks? I started at 11 a.m. Suwannee Day, Joe. It was Suwannee Day Festival. I volunteered for the position. I should have been forewarned when they were like, are you serious? You'll do this? It probably should have been a clue. But I was just trying to do anything I could. And let me tell you where I was at the end of the day. Mark and everybody else that's in that position. I got off the stage at 9:45, Joe, and I went home. I hadn't seen my wife and kids all day other than they came to Suwannee Day for about 30 minutes and I waved at them and got to kiss them all and then they were gone. The kids were little. I got home at 9:45 and I'll never forget feeling so down. I was like, man, I just wasted a Saturday of my life hosting Suwannee Day and introducing balloon animal artists, and I wasn't with my wife and kids, and this didn't do anything to help my career at all. What is wrong with me? Dude, you're a delusional failure. Let me tell you, folks, that's what I felt. And I slept on it, and the next morning I woke up, and you know what I realized that day was about? It wasn't about opportunity. It wasn't about experience. That was about me swallowing my pride and re-upping to say, keep moving forward. Keep putting yourself in proximity. Nothing is above you, pal. Nothing. So I was able to swallow my pride that day. And that was huge for me on the journey. Swallow your pride. Today's quote comes from Jen Sincero, who said, you can have your excuses or you can have success. Hoo-hoo-hoo! That will preach. I love that. So today's question, are you making excuses or are you making progress? Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on. Hey, folks, I want to make sure that you check out our other Ramsey Solutions podcasts, like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com. That's ChrisHogan360.com.